The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Into our 37th year here on WCBM 680. And we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We certainly do. Sometimes we talk about guns and wildlife and any other thing that has to do with living the outdoor life, the traditions, the lifestyle, the heritage. You name it, we talk about it. And today you can name the subject as well, since you are our callers and our listeners, this is your show. Sometimes we turn it over to you to establish the topic of the day, and then we just go from there. Next weekend is the National Outdoor Show. Good morning, John B. National Outdoor Show down in below Cambridge, Maryland, at the K-8 South Dorchester School. And we have tickets. We sent out tickets to our first, how many did we send out? First four pairs of tickets went out. We have two more pairs of tickets to give away today, so we'll do that somewhere after during the second break in the next hour. Next hour, we are expecting a guest or two from Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and that's all we'll say until we actually hear from them, and then we'll make the introduction. Sometimes it's supposed to happen, and it doesn't happen. Sometimes, you know, that happens. So this weekend, we will have somebody with us, should that occur. Good morning, Aaron. How was your week? I think Aaron is already on the phone with somebody, so we'll just wait till he comes back. And I've got a dog outside and a dog on my lap and a dog in her bed, and the dog outside seems to be scratching the door and wants to come in, but will she? That's the question. This is the daily challenge. Once she comes to the door and starts to scratch, will she or won't she come in? This is the newest addition to the family. This is the little cabochon. Her name is Jinx, and she certainly lives up to her name. So we'll just slide over here and get the door open, see if she makes it in. Let's hope so. And that's Loud One. Yeah, that's Jolene. She's the middle child. And then Gabby, the old grandma, who's 13 or 14 years old at least. She's chilling out over there on her pad near the fireplace. Fireplace is working great, by the way. The gas insert from our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're a serviceman. They're a fantastic serviceman. Brian was here last week. And we had low flame. And I said, Brian, what's causing it? He said, I don't know, but I'll come out and take a look. So Saturday he came out, disassembled the entire unit, serviced it, and found the problem. Do you know what the problem was causing the low flame? You're not going to believe it. A little spider had crawled into the jet. I don't know what jet. Whatever the jet is that controlled the flame, there was a spider in there. And Brian got the little spider out with his tweezers, and he cleaned everything. And he showed me a couple things on the remote control that I didn't know. And guess what? We have a beautiful fire, just like the first day we had it. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Controlled by the remote control. Heat set where we want it. Fan turns on, light turns on when we want it to. And it's a beautiful thing to heat up this big, beautiful back room. Anyway, I digress. Any callers on the line, Aaron?
Not yet.
Okay. How was your week?
Pretty good. I can't complain at all, honestly. Outside of the snowstorm we had for about a day that washed away the next day.
Yeah, that kind of messed things up, didn't it? A little bit for a lot of people. So we survived it. We do every winter somehow or another. I'm still blaming the groundhog, of course, you know. A lot of people will, but if you ever watched that ceremony, it was amazing. Back, you know, my younger days when I first started here, there was nothing to that. That groundhog thing, you know, there'd be a few people gathered around Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and they'd make a little show of it. And now it is a production. 50,000 people show up in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania every year now because they've built this into a festival. And I guess this weekend, this year it was quite a weekend on being on a Sunday, I believe. And I watched part of it, but it was fascinating to watch. And they give all the credit in the world to the Bill Murray movie. Bill Murray? Yeah. Bill Murray, Eddie Murphy. Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day, for promoting that. So, anyway, welcome to the Outdoors and Radio Show. Not a lot of adventures this week. We did some work. We had a lot of doctor's appointments, a lot of different doctor's appointments, two ophthalmologist appointment, a hematologist, kidney doctor, whatever he's called, blood transfusion. So it was an exhausting week for Robin. So, but she's getting straight. She's getting straight. She's on the mend a little bit, but she's got a little bit to go yet. So she's got all her medication adjusted. Her eyes are getting better, which is good. And with all that, let's talk to Ray in Baltimore. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, sir. And I want to say I wish you well, and I'm glad that Robin is improving. And we got that, and I'm good to get in here before Glenn did. It's the first time that ever happened. So I was going to tell you, I like these little funny stories. And before I tell it, a guy called in last week, right after I did, and he said, he liked the story. But he asked you, he said, do you know that guy? And but we don't know each other.
No, we don't.
Live long enough to where we will, all right?
So, all right, that sounds good.
Anyway, here's the story. And I call it, O Ye of Little Faith, Can You Walk on Water? All right? Mm-hmm. And it's about Gore-Tex and Thinsulate hunting boots.
All right.
And I used to go to Kansas a lot, my friends, and we had one fellow, we'll call him Bill Almighty, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were all in the vehicle together, and the first thing he started telling us was he had just got these new Gore-Tex Sensolate hunting boots. And I don't want to drag this out, but that's all you heard. And back then, we didn't have Gore-Tex Sensolate boots.
Yep.
We were wearing things like our old army boots and things, and all your feet would get soaked once the frost came off the
yep.
fields, and it was a little rough and cold. So everywhere you went now, that's all you heard about the Gore-Tex boots.
Right.
So much so that you began to feel inferior, all right, that he had these boots. If we went into a Cracker Barrel to eat, he was telling you how warm his feet were, man. It just on and on. So anyway, we're finally hunting, and we were hunting there in Jetmore, Kansas, and we got down in a draw. We were in this draw, and in the draw was a slough, and it was nothing but cattails down in there. And, of course, these pheasants get down in that.
Right? Sure.
And I had a dog, and he had a dog, and we get down in the draw more than the other guys who would be on the outside flankers, all right?
Right.
And it would be rough down in there. So in this draw this particular day, it was probably 15 degrees, and it was cold, all right? And there was water in the draw, and the draw had frozen on the top of it. And my friend Bill, who was losing his hearing, Bill Almighty, as he was walking along, I could hear it crunching underneath of it. And I'd go over to him, and I'd say, Bill, get out off of that ice. I can hear it crunching, all right? And he was getting perturbed. And then usually a story will have like three times before you hit the punchline.
Yep.
It was like six times. I told him, you get off of that, it's going to crack. And he finally got so angry that I saw a different side of Bill that I'd never seen before. I saw an anger coming up at him that I'd never been treated like that, all right? And he told me where I could go and that I ought to get over there on my side with my dog and leave him alone.
All right.
But I made sure one last time I said I'd get off of that ice. So anyhow, a little later, I couldn't see it, but I heard this crunch, and
yep,
a big a sound of something dropping in the water. Little did he know how deep that slough was. And when I got over there, with all his anger, he was standing waist deep in cold water. And I'll tell you how cold water is. It's 33 degrees when you have ice. If you put ice in a glass of water, the water will come to 33 degrees.
Right.
And that's how I calibrate thermostats, by the way. So anyway, I knew that water. He was standing waist high in 33-degree water. And then when he got out of there, of course, with that, none of us could hunt anymore. All right? And I said to him, Bill, how is that Gore-Tex and Thin Slate working now?
Had to rub it in, didn't you?
Well, after he had talked to me the way he did, that was good.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
anyway, next time I call, I guess maybe I'll tell you about when the people parted down there, where the heck was it? Down Eastern Shore where I was fishing.
Yeah.
They saw me walk down the lane down there with my Kunan rod. which you have one, too.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple of them, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
All right, brother. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I'll get off there. So anyway, that's your story for today.
All right, Ray. Appreciate it, buddy. Bye-bye. There you go. Gore-Tex and Thin Slate. Listen, folks, if you want to read about modern boot technology, I do advise you to get a copy of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. We have an association with the folks at Rocky Boots through one of our writers. He's actually a friend or a relative with their regional representative. And all the new boot terminology and all the things that are going on in the boot world. If you look around at your hunting boots, how many pair do you have and how many pair do you wear? Interesting question, isn't it? How many do you have and how many do you wear? Well, I'm not here to talk about a particular brand, but I am here to tell you that there is boot technology out there that will keep your feet dry and warm. Unless you're standing in waist-deep water. You know, I've had a tendency in my history as a youth fisherman to wear not chest waders, but hip boots. Always had my hip boots on. And I was always stretching the limits of the hip boots, in particular on the Juniata River when I was fishing along the shoreline. The guys, my dad and his buddies that were fishing, you know, they were throwing their live crayfish way out in the river and hoping to drift down and catch something out there, catch a bass or a walleye or, you know, you never know what. And I would be the active little guy running up and down the bank, skipping from stone to stone and walking in the water. And every single time I managed to find water in the Juniata River that was 1/4 inch deeper than my boots would cover. And every single time, I would go home with wet legs and wet feet. But then I got smart. I got older, and I didn't like being that kid with wet legs. So I was a little more cautious. You know, experience teaches you things. If you don't want wet feet, don't walk out as far in the water as possible. And it didn't always happen at one time. I mean, I just didn't wade in there willy-nilly. I was going from rock to rock, and, you know, one leg would get wet, and, and I'd keep fishing, and then the other one would get wet. And it was really something to see. That water that was only a quarter of an inch deeper than my boots come flooding over my boots. It was a learning experience I will never forget. Well, I mentioned the gas fireplace insert earlier, and did stop to see those folks at Backyard Billy's. I told you that, and the fact that Brian was here, it just helped a lot of things, because when it's cold and your flame is low and you can't seem to understand, you know, you're going to expend more gas trying to get it warmer. So right now it is an absolutely gorgeous fire. It looks like, you know, it's been there and set for a couple of hours. You know, the logs look beautiful and flames are going and the heat is coming out. So that's what I like about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If you like to, you know, take a look at their stuff, they have everything that you need. Now, I also looked at the electric heaters for insert in your fireplace. They look gorgeous. Or you can put them in a room on the wall. The brand is Modern Flames. You can, you know, build them into your wall. You can build them in your fireplace. And they have a whole different selection of flames that can work with the scenery in your room. And if you happen to have an HOA, you know, there's some condos there near Backyard Billy's that have fireplaces, but they're not allowed to have any open flames. They're not allowed to have gas, or they're not allowed to have pellet, or they're not allowed to have wood. So they have these Modern Flames electric heaters, and they look just like a fireplace and are gorgeous. So I'm just throwing that out there as an option for you. Why not stop by and see the entire selection? A new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, or those freestanding wood and pellet stoves as your primary or alternative heat source. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. So, Clyde Sports Shop, 10-day sales coming up real soon. Mr. Clyde asked me to talk about that a little bit, announce it, tell you folks it's coming up March 14th through Sunday, March 23rd, Friday, March 14th through Sunday, March 23rd. It's a store-wide sale. And one of the key features is going to be an ugly stick weightlifting contest. Guess the weight and win. Yes, indeed, they'll have an ugly stick there. Shakespeare ugly stick with attached to a weight. You lift it up, you give your write down your little vote, and I guess closest wins. You never know. So why not give that a shot? That'll be fun. Clyde Sports Shop has everything you need for fishing and hunting. Right now, the fishing season getting ready to roll in. They do have the rods and reels and all the terminal tackle, all the lures for every type of freshwater fishing, saltwater fishing, bait, tidal fishing, live and frozen bait and minnows, licenses, lures, hooks, lead weights, all the terminal tackle. This is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Maryland, 21227. Clyde Sports Shop, been around since 1957. Very popular spot, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. That's ClydeSportsShop.com. Why not stop by? They are open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Welcome to the 78th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22 at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. The show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 21-22. See you at the 78th National Outdoor Show. Hey, for times and details, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
He showed me how to cast a line where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on. Pass it on in the name of conservation. Pass it on.
That's right. You got to pass it on. You got to keep this heritage and tradition alive. You know, it's under attack on from all angles of our country. Elected officials, unelected officials, people that work for companies that think that, you know, we have to protect everything. There's a way big difference between preservation and conservation. Imagine if we preserved all the deer that we have in Maryland rather than conserved them. Imagine what would happen. 225,000 deer without a hunting season. Well, 1 plus 1 equals 4 during the breeding season for the most part. One buck, one doe typically breeds two more fawns. So the herd has the potential to double in 1 year's time. Think about that. 30,000 strikes, automobile strikes a year in Maryland. 30,000. And if that were left without the controls of hunting season, this year I think we took about 80,000 deer during all the seasons. Let's cut that number back and and conserve the sustainability of the whitetail and sika deer herd here in Maryland, along with everything else, imagine if that were preserved. That's why I say hunters are Americans' first conservationists. All right, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How are you, buddy? Did you get your tickets?
Yeah, I think I did. I think I was supposed to.
Well, I hope you did.
My daughter said the king.
Okay, good. Hope to see you down there. So.
That's when?
That's this coming Friday night and Saturday. Yep.
Yeah. 21st, 22nd.
What's that?
I probably won't get there until Saturday.
Well, it's only Friday night anyway. It's only for a couple hours on Friday night, unless you're into the contests and all that stuff.
No, I thought it was Friday and Saturday.
It's Friday night, 5. It starts at 5, and then and Saturday all day.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, hope we get to see you down there. So anyway, what else is going on?
Not too much. It's cold.
Yeah, it is a little chilly out there this morning. Yeah, some said they're calling for snow here. I'm not seeing it, but maybe. I don't know. We'll see what the weather says. It's just cloudy right now. It says a little snow around 7 when the show goes off the air, but I'm not sure. I don't think we'll see anything in.
Oh, as I'm concerned, I can do without it, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry, I don't care, but I don't want no.
Another accumulation like we had. I know it. So, and then rain the rest of the day, it looks like, into tomorrow. So I've got a lot of...
There was a time I didn't care about the snow, but now, well...
I hear you.
I'm 70 years old now, so...
Well, we share that. So am I, buddy. It's also 70. But, here's the other thing. I'm 70, but I grew up in western Pennsylvania, so snow was no stranger. And particularly my teenage years when we moved to Somerset County when I was 14. And it would start to snow. You usually had snow on the ground. A lot of years we had around the last Saturday in October, which was the first day of small game season. And snow for Thanksgiving. And snow all the way through the winter, you know. When my dad switched jobs from Blair County to Somerset County, he took us up to see his new facility, and there was snow that was piled over the roof of the building. I mean, it was unbelievable. There was just these big giant piles of snow, and I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. And then, you know, as I lived there, I got to, you know, build tunnels and all that stuff and play in the snow and hunt in the snow, and you know, it was a lot of fun. But anymore, yeah, I mean, not so much for me. I know how to drive in this stuff, and it doesn't bother me. But the fact that it shuts everything down, the fact that, you know, it's just difficult to get around, that's the major thing for me, not actually the snow itself or even hunting in the snow. I love it. So there we go. Well, good. Well, maybe we'll see you down there, buddy.
Yeah, maybe. I hope so.
All right. Sounds good.
Don't happen.
Okay, you got it.
Hey. Tell Robin to say hi.
I will tell her. Thank you, bud.
Hey.
Have a good one. All right. 410 WCBN 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. All you got to do to win tickets is call in, leave your name and number. Glenn's already won, so he's... You know, he's got it taken care of, and we'll give the rest of the tickets away today and get them mailed out first thing. Well, not tomorrow, but, you know, or not tomorrow or Monday. I guess Monday's a federal holiday, but we'll also be able to stick those in the mail by Tuesday, and you should have them pretty quick. So Glenn's the only one I've heard from that got their tickets, but I'm hoping everybody else did, as long as the address was good. So also, at National Outdoor Show, the Bucks, Bears, Stags team will be there. The All-Stars will be there Friday night and Saturday measuring whitetail deer, sika deer, and black bear. So if you or someone you know has harvested a nice deer and hasn't had it measured for the Maryland Record Book, we would be glad to measure that up. And if it qualifies, we would, you know, more than
happy to put it in the record book. Here's the thing. Youth hunters are important. Youth hunters are greatly important. We have a very small minimum of 110 inches for a youth hunter. And there is no entry fee for youth hunters to, I mean, there is, there's $10, but we have great sponsors who have covered the cost of our youth hunters entering the record book. So if you look on our Facebook page, we just put one up this past week. A young lady had her deer measured by one of our measures up in Galena, and our great sponsor from the beginning, Pete Pappas, sponsored that deer. And we have other sponsors as well, Hunters of Maryland and quite a few others. So the youth entry fee is covered. But the youngsters get a nice certificate just like everybody else. And, you know, their name in the record book with their deer. So it's very important to, and they could, you know, if the deer is big enough, they can be in two divisions. They can not only be in the youth division, but if it's big enough, it meets the minimum qualifications for the other categories. You know, you could be a youth and adult hunter, with the size of the animal too. So bring those animals to the, National Outdoor Show, and that's coming up this coming weekend. Our guys will be there at 5 o'clock on Friday, then they'll be there all day Saturday till about 3 o'clock. So anyway, hopefully we'll see a few of you. We have a number of deer committed. I think we got a bear coming in, some Sika deer. So we're looking forward to meeting all the hunters as well. All right. 410-922-6680 is our call-in number. If you'd like to call in, we would love to hear from you. So we would. And you know, February is a slow month. It really is for a lot of outdoor activities. There's shows and things like that you can go to get you in the mood. There's a few hunting opportunities. One of those is some waterfowl stuff, you know, the resident geese, you know, in various parts of the state, mostly Western Maryland. The Canada geese, also the snow geese, what do they call it, conservation season with unplugged shotguns and no bag limit, things like that. But just be cautious out there. This bird flu, this avian influenza is a real thing. It's very present in waterfowl populations, and it's shutting down chicken farms across the country. I think there might have been a little overkill nationwide in the chicken industry under the previous administration, but it is a real thing. I know friends who are in the chicken farming business, and when you're on the Eastern Shore in the chicken business and you have to contend with wild waterfowl being nearby and, you know, using your waters and that type of thing. I talked to my one friend who has chicken houses, and I mentioned that they had to shut down the entire chicken farming operation. It's going to be a couple months till they're back in business, but the snow geese were using their pond, and officials came and collected 137 dead snow geese. They weren't shot. They just died from avian influenza. Collected them from their pond and around their farm. So it's a real thing. It really is. So let's see what this is about. Hey, there's, oh man, still pounding the perch. I see that. Yep. Did you try those roe sacks on those yellow perch yet, Lee? I'm sure you'll enjoy them. All right. Well, let's take a little break right now. It's time for me to talk to you about Spurry's Tire Service. My daughter, Bonus daughter, was just there the other day. She got pulled over by the local gendarme, and they were told her license plate light was out, and they gave her a repair order. So she fixed it herself and took it to Spurry's and said, "Take a look. Could you sign this repair order for me that this is actually working?" And they did, of course. And Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. I mean, it's all about customer service. There's no question about it. They're just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. And very, 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 very few complaints, if any, about Spurry's Tire Service, their prices, their selection, and everything else. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires or any other tire that'll fit any vehicle that you're driving. from the tiniest little mini car all the way up to the biggest, you know, tractor trailers and triaxles and dump trucks and things like that, or any farm equipment too. Spurries has an entire crew in the spring and the fall that goes from farm to farm to farm to farm to farm that fixes the tires or any of that stuff that needs repaired in the field. So, you know, and that same kind of service boils down to your backyard. If you have a mini tractor or something that you're, you know, like your garden tractor or your lawnmower, you need tires, well, Spurries has them. Spurries has tires for your trailer, your ATV, and Spurries offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when any of those lights on your dashboard will come on that you're not expecting, like that check engine light. 24-hour truck service and much more kept Spurries customers, including Rob and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurries Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. That's 822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com. No appointment needed for tires, but if you need to make one for your convenience, call 410-822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for sporting clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Making a living the old hard way. dragging a line.
All right. All right, we're back. Nobody calling on the line? Nobody on the line, Aaron? Right now, we'll have some calls. We're going to talk about waterfowl the next hour, just to put you on alert should our caller call in. We're going to talk about it anyway, but even more so with our guest, and we'll make that introduction at the top of the hour. So, well, I see my suggestion to Lee paid off. Yeah, eating those roe sacks from those yellow perch that they're catching. And they're catching some 2-pound yellow perch, nice fish. I said, you know, you heard me ask on the air, are you eating the roe sacks yet? He said, yeah, mixed them with eggs and made a Western omelet. They are yummy, aren't they? And eggs make a good mixture. Yeah, how about that? Oh, wow. Good, John. I appreciate that. Appreciate the update on that. I'm glad you guys had a good time. Our Valentine's Day was spent, let's see. Well, we went to the eye doctor yesterday morning, and what did I do? Did a little shopping. Trying to think what else. Oh, I had to unload the truck. I've got to meet with some folks that have deer in the record book today. I'm taking very cautiously taking their deer antlers, deer heads, to the northeast and southeast deer regional deer managers meeting. And that's taking place. Maryland DNR is hosting that, and we're going to set up a little display there with some of the best Maryland whitetails that we can brag about a little bit to all these deer managers from across the Northeast. So we'll be there to tout our record book program and hopefully make an impression. And you know, this is part of what we do. We are the official record keepers for Maryland big game, we being Bucks, Bears, Stags, we are the organization that does that. So we, you know, we want to tout our deer a little bit. So we've got some fantastic deer here. We got some of the best deer here in Maryland that you're ever going to find in the East, on the East Coast. I mean, we have the second largest typical whitetail taken in history, at least that have been measured here in Maryland. We have the largest non-typical whitetail taken on the East Coast ever here in Maryland, and we have world-class whitetail deer hunting. Take a look at our Facebook page. Take a look at our Facebook page. One of the gnarliest deer I've ever seen is posted on there right now that you'll see was taken from Queen Anne's County. This thing is just unbelievable. It's Bucks, Bears, Stags. The organization is bucks-bears-stags.com, and we've got a lot of hero pictures on there. We've got to update the website a little bit, but if you'd like to have your deer measured or your black bear measured, go to that website, hit the request a measure button, and that'll put a form in front of you, that name, address, phone number, you know, your what's the number called? Your confirmation number, and a couple of other questions, and hit the submit button, and somebody will send you a list of the new regional people that can measure your deer. They'll also have some events on there. You can hit the events page. You'll see the outdoor show. You can download the copy of the National Outdoor Show. You can download a copy of the flyer for the Maryland Bowhunter Society. Maryland Bowhunter Society is coming up March 8th, and it's always a fantastic time of great camaraderie among hunters. Good food. It's at Martin's West on March 8th, and also we'll be measuring deer there, too. If you have a deer in central Maryland and you'd like to come to a central location, Martin's West is a great time. And, you know, schedule time for the event, too. Make a reservation, attend the event, get your deer measured, and you'll be glad you did. Absolutely glad you did. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. Ray told us a little story there. We talked to Glenn in Chestertown.
We got John B. on the text. We got Lee on the text. And, well, I probably ought to tell you about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's again. You know, Billy told me, he said, look, it's coming time when people are going to want to, you know, get their animals outside, get their chickens out, and get them, you know, get them rocking and rolling. He said, I've got a catalog here. I won't give you the new catalog, but I'll give you the old catalog. It's 60 pages of chicken coops in every possible design you could need, want, or imagine. The Hen House Collection. They've got Quaker style, tractor style, A-frame, Dutch, lean-tos. They've got options like feed bins and things like that that you can add. And you can really dress up your chickens in style, keep them safe, and keep that egg production rolling. There's heaters and everything else that you could use for your chicken house. This is what our kids need. This is the heater that they need to get those chickens laying this time of year. There's also a catalog full of dog kennels as well. If you've got a dog and you need to, you know, contain them, keep them safe and warm and dry, and keep them outside, these are some beautiful dog kennels. And don't forget, they've got storage sheds, and they've got, well, just go take a look around their backyard. All the tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs, all that stuff is coming up here. Spring is right around the corner. It's been 2 weeks since the groundhog made his prediction, so that means just one more month of this stuff, and we'll be ready to go get back in the outside, start eating crabs, and start having family get-togethers and picnics and things like that. So Backyard Billy's, keep that name in mind, Backyard Billy's. You need to stop by there. Yep, they're located not far from the Bay Bridge. Let me give you that address real quick, if I can find it. Too many papers. I should have it memorized, and I usually do, but I was scrolling through all these catalogs I've got piled up here. And here we go. Yes, indeed. BackyardBillies.com, I want to tell you that. The Hearth America folks have a Facebook page. The phone number, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Just get off the exit, stay to the right, make the first right on Drummer, and you'll be right there. You'll see it on the way by on 50. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call
Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Welcome to the 78th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22 at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. The show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. Savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 21, 22. See you at the 78th National Outdoor Show. Hey, for times and details, visit NationalOutdoorShow.org.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on. Oh, I thought we were going to hear music. Okay, I guess that's coming up pretty soon. Well, we do invite you to the National Outdoor Show, and you've gotten the information on having your deer scored. And, you know, we're just grateful to continue to broadcast the Outdoors and Radio Show. Grateful to all our sponsors. We encourage you to stop by and see them and visit them and mention that you heard them right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. We know our reach is far and wide. And, you know, it's amazing to me that that we hear from our sponsors how good our audience is. So that's really, really important to us and to you, that we can continue to do this show and talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. All right, folks, there's the music. Now, that means that we're just in the middle. That means the second hour is coming up after the music. Our guest will be on here, and we will be introducing them when we come back. So get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord. We'll see you next hour.